This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, May 7th, 2021, the Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, the spikes, the thing. This was the big news that 1 week ago today, researchers at the Salk Institute and their colleagues made and published important research about the nature of the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, behind the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, the spikes on the surface of the virus that give it its crown-like appearance, hence coronavirus, are actually part of the disease-causing mechanism. This is a big deal. This confirms that the virus is not a respiratory disease, as we've been told. It is a vascular disease. It attacks the respiratory, or rather the circulatory system, not the respiratory system. The respiratory system is part of the circulatory system, but it is a broader in its scope of attack because of the spikes. And this is important research for a couple of reasons. First, because it may help explain some of the seemingly confusing effects of the disease, consequences for the disease, complications caused that don't seem to have any connection to a respiratory disease. But secondly, because three of the main vaccines, as I told you earlier in the week, that we have access to here in the West, actually use the body to produce the spike protein so that our bodies will create antibodies to the spike protein so that when an actual virus covered with spike proteins comes in, the body will recognize it as a foreign invader and attack it and neutralize it. But if the spike protein is what's part of the problem here, according to the research, the virus, the spike proteins attack the vascular system at the cellular level, then we have a problem because we don't know the long-term effects of having your body generate these spike proteins that are part of the problem. Now, maybe that the body, once it's trained to create the antibodies, will neutralize all of these spike proteins, but we don't know because we've not had any long-term studies because these vaccines were rushed into production just a year ago. Normally, there's 10 years of data before a vaccine is approved for public use. So again, a big deal, but it's not really making much in the way of headlines, is it? No, and that is part of the story. Speaking of a big deal, that's topic number 4 this week. Joe Biden making his rounds of the country trying to sell the $6 trillion in spending that he's proposed as a way to solve what ails American society. Of course, that $6 trillion has to come from somewhere, and ultimately it comes from the American taxpayer. Now, I know he's selling it by saying this is going to come from corporate taxes and from closing loopholes in estate taxes and so forth. Here's the thing. Here's the deal. When you raise taxes on corporations, on businesses, they don't cut profit margins to compensate for the higher taxation, the higher tax rate that they have to pay. They raise prices on their goods and services to offset the cost of the additional cost the government has just imposed on them, which means ultimately it's the consumer who pays the price, but you never hear a politician tell you that. Anyway, this $6 trillion that Biden is proposing out there is, besides the fact that it's a lot of money that has got to come from somewhere, it's a laundry list of, really a wish list of changes that union leaders around the country want. Cancels right to work in 27 states that protect workers from having to pay union dues if they don't want to join. It would also rig union elections by replacing secret balloting with a system called card check, which means that union organizers can check to see which workers voted no, and then pressure them. One of the ways Biden wants to proposes to pay for all of this, by the way, is raising the capital gains tax to nearly 40% and eliminating the stepped-up basis at death. As I explained earlier this week, that means that when an heir sells property or investments, it's taxed based on current market value. So any profit above and beyond the current market value is what you're taxed on. Under the Biden plan, the tax rate would be based on the original value of the property. Now, in the case of real estate, if the property's been in the hands of the family for a long time, the original sale price of the property might be much, much lower than its current value. Doesn't matter. You'd be taxed on all of that as well under the Biden plan, which could cause some real problems. it's being sold by proponents as only affecting the super rich and big businesses. But the fact is that a lot of small farms and small businesses would be affected as well, where heirs might have to sell off a business just to pay the taxes created when the owner of the business passed on. On Monday, President Biden claimed that Americans earning less than $400,000 a year under his plan would not pay a single penny in additional taxes, and that this $6 trillion in new spending would not add to the federal deficit. Okay. Whether deliberately or not, President Biden is wrong about that. And as I said earlier this week, pulling back on the issue and looking at it in the broad scheme of things, spending lots and lots of money on social issues, the social safety net does not solve the problem. If it did, if this was an effective strategy or tactic for dealing with poverty in America and other issues, it would have solved it in the 30s when FDR rolled out his New Deal. It would have solved it in the 60s when Johnson rolled out his Great Society Initiative. Didn't do it then. It's not going to do it now. What it will do is make Americans dependent on government handouts. And as we noted this week, a new study showing that an all-time record, 34% of personal income in the United States is now coming in the form of government transfer payments, government handouts in the form of direct payments or food aid and such. This is part of the government's plan to make Americans dependent on their government. Topic number three, speaking of government, is this the end for Netanyahu? His deadline, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, his deadline for forming a new Israeli government expired early Wednesday morning, so he handed the mandate back to President Reuven Rivlin. Rivlin has now turned to the chairman of the Yesh Atid party, Yair Lapid, to form a new government. A poll this week in Knesset found 56 MKs willing to support Lapid as prime minister, but he needs 61. Negotiations, as of this recording, still continuing. And topic number two, the UFO report. This is an interesting bit of news that we've been watching over the last several years. Josh Peck and I, as you know, wrote the book The Day the Earth Stands Still back in 2017, just before the video featuring this so-called Tic Tac UFO, spotted by pilots from the USS Nimitz, back in 2004, was released into the public. A whistleblower who was part of the release, Luis Elizondo, a former officer with the Defense Intelligence Agency, says that he's seen very compelling data that confirms the existence of these technologically advanced UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. The thing is, it doesn't necessarily mean that these are extraterrestrial. That is the leap of logic that is made by true believers. However, Elizondo makes a really good point. If this intelligence report confirms what he believes, that the government is aware of craft that it can't identify, that move in ways that are impossible by the craft that we know of, for example, moving at rates of speed much, much faster than the fastest known airplane in our arsenal, the SR-71 Blackbird, then we've got an intelligence failure that is bigger than the failure prior to 9/11. In other words, if these craft are domestic, and there's every, in my view, there's no question that they are, it's just who owns them? Is it a secret Pentagon project that we're not supposed to know about? Or have the Russians and the Chinese developed something? And that's what Elizondo was asking. Have the Russians or Chinese developed something that we didn't see coming, that are capable of doing things that we can't match? In which case, again, massive intelligence failure. Coming up, we have become a silly nation. That's ahead on the Friday Five.
Call now and get the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection, featuring the original Book of Enoch in beautifully bound hardback edition and both of Dr. Michael Heiser's groundbreaking companion guides to the Book of Enoch, along with the shocking expose, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Volumes 1 and 2 of the Companion Guides to Enoch unveil what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus, how the descriptions of the Antichrist, the Messiah, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. this and so much more. Plus, you will also receive on DVD The Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. This DVD is a must-have. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed hardback edition of the original historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Whether you've read the Book of Enoch or want to journey through it for the first time, without a doubt, you'll find the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection absolutely essential. Order now at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week on the Friday Five, we are not a serious people. We had several stories that made that point this week. We told you about the marching band at the University of Texas, some members of which refused to play The Eyes of Texas, a song that has essentially become the university's theme song since about 1903. The Biden administration proposing a plan to ban menthol cigarettes because they disproportionately affect the health of black smokers. Because 85% of African American smokers, that is, choose menthol cigarettes over regular flavors. So it's assumed by the Biden administration that if they just ban menthol cigarettes, we will achieve equity. And of course, the big story this week that just shows that we are not really thinking seriously about matters that matter are the critics who are angry at the new revamped Snow White ride at the newly reopened Disneyland, opened 1 week ago today after being closed during the COVID lockdown. They're upset because the scene that depicts true love's kiss is inappropriate because Snow White was unconscious and thus unable to give her consent to the kiss. Now, again, if you're familiar with the story, you know that the reason she was kissed by the handsome prince is because he thought she was dead. He was not trying to take advantage of her in a vulnerable situation. But again, this just shows where we are as a nation. We are focusing on things like this instead of the ballooning federal deficit that will result in runaway inflation here in the near term. In fact, we've seen reports this week from organizations like the Bank of America warning about transitory, which means short term, transitory hyperinflation. Just be prepared. Stock up on long-term storage food if you can. It doesn't have to be something that's freeze-dried and 35-year shelf life, but just beans, rice, canned goods, things that you invest in that now if you got a little extra cash. Take some of that stimulus money and put it into extra food, extra supplies, because when prices start to rise, you'll be able to buy fewer of those things with the stimmy checks. Just be wise. And be prepared to share with your neighbors in their time of need, because that is how we show the love of Christ, which will be desperately needed in the months and years ahead. We're planning on returning to Israel to take you on a tour that will show you the locations and what Carl Gallups calls ground zero in this long supernatural war. Joining us, our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv, showing us the actual historical locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. Well, while we're there, we'll explain why all of these things happen on the Mount of Olives. Some new research coming in my forthcoming book, still some months away, but we'll be talking about this in the months ahead. Fascinating stuff. Some interesting connections between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, by the way. You can find out more about the tour, the dates, sample itinerary, and a breakdown of costs. And again, we are watching the travel situation and the requirements thereof. We will keep you posted on that. You'll find all of that online, skywatchingisrael.com, skywatchingisrael.com. And by the way, just exchanging a couple of notes with our friends at Lipkin Tours, and they've said that if the tour needs to be canceled because of a vaccine mandate, they will refund all of your money. So They're very much aware how we feel about being compelled to take an experimental vaccine here in the United States. And God bless Aaron and Eddie Lipkin. Well, this week on SkyWatch TV, we're talking with Dr. Michael Heiser. He's just published the second edition, or the second volume, of his companion to the Book of Enoch, explaining why that mysterious book from the Second Temple period is so important to understanding biblical theology. Yes, it's a book that influenced the New Testament. Mike talks with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule all around the world now, thanks to our new affiliates at Daystar Television. We're on the air in Australia, New Zealand, Israel, Canada, the UK, Ireland, all around the world. You'll find that schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels, or you can just make us broadcast on your schedule by adding the SkyWatch TV app. It is free, available for Roku and Apple TV. The Amazon Fire Stick users, if you're like us, you got an Amazon Fire Stick, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the SkyWatch TV YouTube channel, and then add the YouTube app to your Fire Stick, and there we will be. But we can go with you in your smartphone or tablet. Carry us around in your mobile device. You get all of our mobile, all of our video content, plus important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got apps for all of those. And we have links to the app stores very conveniently gathered for you in a link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. May I suggest some reading material for you this weekend? My novels, The God Conspiracy and Iron Dragons, and an added bonus, if you're a subscriber to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program, they're available to read for free, as are the novels in Sharon's Red Wing Saga series. You'll find my novels linked at my Amazon author page. And on Sunday, hope you'll join Sharon and me for our weekly Gilbert House Fellowship. It is a pre-recorded weekly Bible study. We record it on Sunday mornings, uploaded by midday Sunday, as we go through the Bible 1 hour at a time, verse by verse, in chronological order. Right now in the book of Numbers, and getting ready to encounter Balaam, the prophet hired by the king of Moab to curse Israel, except that he keeps blessing Israel. That's about where we are right now. But we've been doing this more than 6 years now. We've been all the way through the Bible and all of the archives, going back to the very first episode in 2014, online and available for free at gilberthouse.org. Have a blessed weekend, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.